We're holding the Simon Tov Samach Vav in Sif Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach. Tov Samach Zayin. Thank you. In Simon Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, Sif Katan Samach. Tell me we did Samach, then we're Samach Aleph. Okay, fine. Okay, so the background of the question was the Mechaber introduced two shitas over here. In a case where you soaked it when it was cold, do we say that soaking when it's cold, less than 24 hours, is also in Pesach? So you soaked a chometz stick, a kernel of wheat, in water together with this item less than 24 hours. So do we say the same way there's an Isser of Mashahu on Pesach, there's an Isser of mime setting in less than 24 hours because something, a Mashahu comes off. So it comes out, you know, a flavor comes out. Or not. So that's a Mechaber about two sheet as regards to that. Okay. So he says over here, Vinyan Minig, so the Ramos says in regards to the Minig Lamaisa, that in the case of where the Chita is Shlema, so there's a reason to believe that it's not Chometz. So we're going to be Matarit and cold. So Mr. Burr, why Shlema? The Bishlema Latinan Yesh Bachimus Mesha Nikr Shalonis Akel. So we're going to answer the case of by meat or the case of Chita Shlema but in the case of Tana Gerlis. Now, the reason why Chita Shlema plays a role by the case of Tana Gerlis is because we said it before, there's a Sveik Sveika. The Sveik Sveika is that even if it was inside of the Tana Gerlis, the one question is maybe this Chita fell in the water after you had soaked the meats or the chicken or whatever it was there in the meat, in the water. It's one suffix. In the case of the Tana Gerlis, we raise the question that maybe this kernel, second suffix of Heter, this kernel had been inside of the Tana Gerlis itself and it had been digested. So halachically, where even though it still looks like a kernel, since it had been digested by the animal, went through the digestive system, we're going to bring a machloikis, whether it's shayachimutz anymore. That was what he mentioned before in the Sukkot and Tess. So the Mos said that some say by Tana Gerlis it's mutter because you have a sveik sveika. That was the Yesh Misha Oyser. By Sharbos or not, by Tana Gerlis you're mutter. So he's saying, so that heter that we're going to say that some people are mutter by Tana Gerlis because of a sveik sveika, the sveik sveika being maybe this chita fell in after the food had been removed. Even if it was there beforehand, maybe it was there because it was inside of the Tana Gerlis and had been digested. So we're going to differentiate between a case where the chita is shlema, which usually that means it wasn't digested. So therefore, then where the sveika is missing, because that's Mishnah Berurah says the yesh bachimus v'neishik nikar shloni's akas. It indicates the fact that it had not been digested. So then you only left with one suffix. So one suffix we're machmir. Okay. Then he said, in a case where it was cold and you soaked the Tana Gerlis there, so this is that. So that's the machlokes. This is the one. The machlokes is a case where is there equal on a so much with the digestive system. That was from a case of hot water. In the case of cold water, we're not going to ask because of this suffix. You soaked the tanagalim in the water, and you took them out, and afterwards you notice a chita there, which is bakua, which is, so it's definitely chometz. Filo shleim, even though it's the whole thing, which means nothing has been removed from it, so there's no swerve equal.
Still, it's winter.
So this is become this is not into a tanagalim anymore, but we'll do it in sharbosser, mm-hmm. other meat which doesn't have the sveikseiko, because we said there's no sveikseiko, it's a shlemo. I'm going to analyze the misveiko, you're not the misveiko. The halina were say shalachah lechicha zabosser mishlom nofal lechita kim mishamayim hayutzenonim. Yeshatim legam b'tzenas. Since people are matter b'tzenon legamri, so we're going to say at least in the case of it's a sofrik, we'll be matter by the case of tzenon. Okay. So, unless a misveika, we don't answer. Now, alim bevare hoyisach achita b'shosh and nishra b'bosim b'mayim sama beis. But in case it was definitely in there, so this case is you pulled the meat out of the water, and afterwards you notice the chita. So it's possible the chita fell there afterwards. But in case you knew for sure that the chita was there while it was soaked. So even though it's cold and it wasn't 24 hours, that did the yesh lino kedasa yesh misha oyser b'tzena b'secha pesach. So we're going to answer in the case of cold. Hey, yes, it's a drabonon and it's a machloikus. So the case of sabak will be mekel. In the case of it's varai, there are more shittas we're going to be machmer. That's the minute. But. But they in lesser b'tzenin b'chol gavne. They paskin that we don't ask b'tzenin. Period. That was the mechaber brought. If you find the chita b'kua, it's mutter. In the case of b'tzenin, b'yesh mishoyser imu b'secha pesach. Some say if it happened during pesach, even though it's cold, it's mutter. Right, so that was the two sheetahs. So Bechara brought the first sheeta as stam, and the second sheeta is a yesh misha oyser. So whenever the Bechara does that, he brings one sheeta as stam, and one as a yesh mi, he's passing like the sheeta which he brought as a stam. So Bechara is passing that tzenet tocha pesach is mutter. The Rambam says in the minhag is varei tzenet tocha pesach is oser. Suffix and Tokh Pesach is mutter. Comes the Taz and other Achronim, Levush and Taz, and they pass him like the Mechaber. They unless the Pesach is Bechol Gavni, we don't ask him. Okay, Bishas HaTchak, we have some Ruba Yiddish, Lisa Bechol Hokka Kedaita. So even though the Minhag is like the Ramah, but in the case where you have another element, you have a shasat chak or have some maruba, you can be saying about the halakha kadaita, like the opinion of the levush and the taz. But pratim bechita in a bakua raknis rakako v'varei lahakma. That's the case. Even if it was bakua, we can argue, which is v'varei chometz. In the case it wasn't bakua, so we don't know what's v'varei chometz. Just soften, so it's possibly chometz. This is all talking about a case of a kernel. What about a different scenario? So they soaked the tanagol, soaked the meat, pulled it out, look in and notice that there's a piece of dough there. There's a piece of bread there. Okay. So we don't know if they were there at the same time. And if they were, it's only cold. But you should be machmer. Because the chodim blesser af b'tzenen, ki teva prusas alechem v'eisa lispar v'liyos nomes b'sechamayim. It's not even with it. The nature is that it dissolves. So maybe some of it dissolved, got absorbed, it's found in the water, and that got into the food which was there. So it's not teruvus of tam, but it's more like we're throwing the actual thing dissolved and got absorbed. The Shartzian points out in Kufin Aleph that he brings Bichadash Chayotim, and the Graz, they all said to Yimachar in this case. Even if you want to strain the water, so now 1 second. Now the case of so let's finish off the case. Let's plug it back into the case of the Mechaber. The case of the Mechaber was the following. You found a chita b'kua or lechem chometz b'kli shel mayim, and it wasn't by kelitin tam, because so it was a mashahu compared to the amount of the water. It was more than 60, and the water was cold. You took it out, and then you cooked with that water. So the mechaber said that case is mutter. Some say it's osur. Okay, so the case over here, which he's being machmer on, is the case with the prusas lechem. You pulled it and you pulled it out the dough, and you pulled it out, and then you cook with that water. So that's just going to say the next step. When you're lechar dafka im bishlu b'mayim lachrishin imsal lechem, you took that water and you cooked with it. Amnitz prusas lachrishin bishlu b'mayim. We're not going to be machmer. If you cooked with it, so that food that you cooked with it is also, but if that fell in something else, that's mutter. And I'm reading the Tavshal region of Mamakam Hefsim Ruba. In a case where the case would be like this, so you had a barrel which holds water. You took some water out and you went and cooked with it. Later on, you look into the barrel and you notice a piece of bread there. So now you have a possibility that the bread only fell into the barrel after you've taken out the water which you used to cook with. So now you're adding another connection that you don't even know for sure that the bread was there. We're holding on to the Mechaber that the case with Tzinnon, even being at the same time, there's no flavor transfer. But you're arguing by case of a piece of bread, it's possible that there's some crumbs. But now I'm adding that I don't know the piece of bread was there together with the water that I used. Because I have this big container of water, take some water out, cook with it, and come back later on, I see a piece of bread in there. So maybe that bread fell in afterwards. So I have a suffering on the whole thing. So in that situation, he's not mocked, you don't think mocked, because you're adding a whole suffering to the whole thing. Okay. Okay. Samach Gimel. I think now, did we finish the Ramo? What happened at the end? Did we do the Ramo? What?
I think we've been taking it as we go.
We're taking it, okay. So the next piece of the Ramo, let's see the next piece of the Ramo. Okay. So the Mechaber gave two cases. One was a case of Molg, which means they heated up the water. Mm-hmm. And they found this heat that afterwards. So we said that the cooked item is usur, because maybe it fell in afterwards. We only noticed it after they cooked with it, but maybe it was there b'shas mais. In a case where it was with them, in a case where it was cold, we had this machloikas. Okay, then we added the Ramah brought a shita which held even by case of maliga. Maybe it's mutter. That was the first that. In the case of Mashach, which is the Rabbanon, it's a suffix when it fell. Mm-hmm. So we're Mekel. That was the first point of the Ramah. Yesh Mishamah to fill the Maligas Tanagan, which is hot. Mishum the Minashema Achakat Nafu Lashon. Even though there's definitely a transfer of Tom, but it's only it was definitely hot, so hot to take out time, but it was only a mashuk because it was one kernel to the whole thing of water. So this is a mashuk to Rabbanan. And we don't know for sure it was there at the time. So you're mekel. So that was one argument. Then the second argument was the case of cold. The Mechaber talked about. So the flow of the the flow of the Ramah was something that Mesh Misha Bashar Basar Matu Tanagirlis. That's also my case of hot still. Then we're gonna ask Bashar Basar Bahita Shema Philip Tanagirlis, that's someone hot. But Dafki Mimgo go Tanagirlam, the Hanush Hayimayim Khamat, but that's only case of hot. Case of cold, we don't ask him yourself. But welcome to Ikus, that's where we're at. So now we're talking about hat. Welcome to the Glorium Hashem and his Aklo Hachita Batanagos. Kershi Shavuro. The case where the kernel itself is not Sholem, even though it's Bakua, but it's not Sholem, which could be an indication that there was Eko, which means that maybe this Chita was not. So our question was that it wasn't there at the time of the cooking or not. There's another possibility, even if it was the time of the cooking, maybe it was something which it won't come from. How is that? If the kernel had been through the digestive system of the Tarnagarlis, and that's where it's from, so once it's Nis'akil, it's not Nis'akil. So in a case where I have reason to believe that's the case, because it's Shavura, Filimimimimimimimimimimimimim yesh lahat to mikar sveik sveika. So Yomimata also sveik sveika. Maybe it fell in afterwards. And even if it was the B'shas Mais, maybe it was Nisa'aka. Fine. Then he said, Miu, in Mis Arba Hatan Arubas, that this then got mixed into something else. V'yeshevsem Aruba, Menisim was the other. So now you're talking about asking a large amount of items. Yeshalhaka B'chol Zeh, B'svekus Isser, Drabonon, Shum Mashal. The case was all Mashahus. So it's a suffix of the Rabbanon, so we'll be matter in all cases. Therefore, if this got mixed into something else, we're going to allow the other foods. Sama Gimel. Yeshahat Rashar Tavshilin. Mashma Ha'oisa Tavshil means so. Cooked eggs, found the chita afterwards. It's a mashahu. Maybe it wasn't the b'shas ma'isa. Maybe it was. So it's a sofa. So but that food we're going to ask her still. But now, some of that got mixed into some the other foods. So that already we're going to be makel. But that the first food itself, we're not going to be makel. We're not going to be matzah al tzavik drabonim. Vine rear locha will occur. Why don't we say the tzavik drabonim is going to be matzah, at least in the case of hefsed? Achem is sveik sveika, haniska liel. Mutzer af beloy hefsed meruba. So the Ramon should do so there was sveik sveika because maybe it was nisa'aka. So that's a het. Here they don't have that het. You only have one suffix, so we're machim. Even though it's nisa'aka rabbanon of mashu. Okay. But now that gives us something else, so we matter that. In the case of sveik sveika, we matter without having some rabbanon. Chosen of sveik sveika, the Eastern mashu should rabbanon. It's also one case so this Rambam, we're saying we're matzah b'sveik sveika, that's all because we're starting with the Rabbana to start with, a mashu. Ha b'sveik sveika, this is Torah. Yesh ta'ata rak b'shehiya. We're going to be makel that you could keep it, not that you could eat it. You can sell to a goy. Avala b'chil, we're not going to be matzah b'sveik sveika. For achila, hello, see, where are you? I'm in the shul downstairs. The bottom door is open, sweet. Down by the social hall. By the social hall. Social hall, Svi. The lower doors. Okay, so we're not getting matzah b'achila. And that was... even though you have a...
Speak.
Yeah. So why are we machmer? So it's interesting. We had before, back in Sif Bays, said that we're mat. The Rambam said a case that's in page Ayin. So the Rambam said the case with some place, I'm not sure where, possibly some of the places became chametz. Doesn't help. Okay. So that the Mishabura in Yud Aleph, so Kut Yud Aleph said, "Vayim b'chorim shikim b'zehin l'achor b'zeh rakum mokum shein hefsed b'shiyosin l'achor Pesach." Since you could just leave it after Pesach, you might as well not be machmer, be matal tzvik tzvik. Mokum hefsed amniyasim v'ziyam to v'yesh l'hatar af b'achila. So tzvik tzvik will work to matar b'achila in the case of where your shihiyah is not an option, right? And he says in the Shartzina and Yutes, so this is from a Taz, a Chakyakav, a Graz, a Chayonim, Chenesh Kimah Pechadosh, and Medina, Mutra Afrechila, and Tamasai Seika. So he said, Mutra Afrechila also. Vinei Sorsa Ramoa, Shehikwa Lenin Achila. But the Ramoa says, no, Achila not. Chasachar and Lipsa Tam of the world, but Chen, Hitzkima, the Lahat, and Makam at Chak. The general, why is he doing this? Why is he being mocked? It came on the Gra, and this is what I told you. Then we learned this. The Gra says, "Because of the time portion of the world, the whom we shum the shu darbe sheisha matirin, the lomahanvi is a sveik sveika." So the Gra says the Rambam learns it's darbe sheisha matirin. case of your day, simply confused. Again, if you march a sosom of Machabra, simply top him, Zion, Sif, Bez, Zif, Gimel, the most of the Sirlai, the Chomus Lomikri, the Rashashashim, what's here? Okay, because of Groba Atsum, Shom, your day, Shigan, Dasam, Machabra, okay, everybody, so how come Achmat Chak? So I mentioned to, there's a Machlok, is what the Chomus is called the Rashashashim, what's here? Because even though after Pesach it'll become Mutter, the next Pesach will be Yasser again. So in Masa 2 then the Machlok is the Rashashashim, what's here is a Tolly and the Shame Isser. We discussed the Ram, who's the Ram? Right. So that's this Machlok. But one thing is for sure, in a case where Shehiyah is not Shayach, case where she, there was that whole argument, you know, Dr. Friedman said
it's in the middle.
So the case where she wouldn't be shy, there's a hope, but the whole reason why the Shesha Matir is because you leave it till after Pesach. So get back over here to Sivka and Samad Gimel. There's Dafka Hechad Ashab Shehiya. In other words, if the whole reason why you're not Matra Achila is because it's Dabar Sheshel Matirin, right? So that would, why? Because wait till after Pesach and you'll be able to eat a beheter. But if it's not, it's not going to last till after Pesach. Alim Efshar Shehiyah, she's Kalkal Yereza. So there's no way to eat a beheter since it's not Dabar Sheshel Matirin. So Mujaf Achila, Alta Sveik Sveika, Problem Hechadika, Hefzim Ruba, Bavari, and Lahach. And it says, then his argument is, in a case that has a ruba, but sure you don't think Machra, because according to the Machaber, it's not the Rosh Hashanah turn anyway. So we have the Sad and Mimatum, it's not that. And the whole thing of the Rosh Hashanah turn, that it's not Botol, it's a Drabona. So the Rai says, Motot Sveik Sveik. The Drabona, you tell me it's Osir. The Rai says, Sveik Sveik is Motor. The Rosh Hashanah Matirin is a Drabona, it's not Botla. We have a Machlokes in the Rambam, the Machaber is a called the Rosh Hashanah Matirin.
What's this he's speaking about?
And even according to the Rambam, if it's not going to last, it's not the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. Because the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is wait till after Pesach, it'll be Mutter. But that's not Shaiach over here because it's not going to last till after Pesach. He says, and it definitely in case with Tefsir Meruba, you don't think Machber, because anyway, this the whole thing is a Machlokes.
What's this he's speaking about?
What?
What's this he's speaking about?
In case of a Sveik, if you had, you took water and you cooked something in it, took the item out, and afterwards you look in and there you see some chametz in there. It's possible the chametz fell in after you cooked. Okay? So it's one suffix. So you have to be machmer. But let's say I can give you a second argument of a tzad heter. Second argument because we don't know that this item was really chametz. It's possible it wasn't really chametz. It wasn't bakua, which is the body of chametz. It's only it's softened.
It's
zakka. So now I have a sveik sveik. See if it's a masha who. So Sveik and Amashu, Ramo said it's Mut. Because the issue of Chometz with Mashu is only the Rabbah. But let's say it was more than Amashu. It wasn't Shisha. There was a few it wasn't a large pot, and there was a few kernels there. It wasn't Shisha. So now you have a child of it. You have Tom. So that's an Issa Deraisa. So Sveik Sveik and Issa Deraisa, he says over here, the Ramo is being Machmer, the Gabi Achila. You can keep it, so after Pesach, it's Sveik Sveik, but you can't eat it. And he's saying in a case where waiting is not possible, you can even eat it.
Wow.
Okay. And the Ramah finished off and he said, in a case where, case of so the case of the Ramah's case now was that he thought it was a case that that food he said it's osur. It was mechita bekuas. There's always it's mashahu, but it was a suffik suffik. It was there, but b'shas ma'aser not. It's only what's a suffik derabbanon. We're going to be mach. Now some of that food got mixed into another food. So that we're going to be machmer or not. That we're going to be makel on. Shishim remind on the mug. Samad Dalad. Lav bechal gavnahu. So we have to clarify the difference between two cases. Nimlag means it was hot. Nishra means it was cold. The nishra habasa b'tzaden. Avim motzu hat garen boira boser shom gam ken motzu. So you have food X, found the chita there with it. It was, and then you took some of that food got mixed into food Y. So we're looking at food Y. We're not talking about the food X, we're not the food Y. Alright, so say because the steak's vacant. Right? So what was the case of food X? So in the case where it was hot, means you cooked it, took the food out, and you found a chita. Maybe the chita fell in after you cooked it, after you cooked the food. Let's say it was a case of cold. So then it could be even at the same time, because we had the suffix whether there's a din of, it was less than 24 hours, there's a din of whether it absorbs flavor, that's that situation. So in the case of cold, even if the meat was still there, it's mutter. The yesofik the rabbana, the shem etzenan ain mafle the mafle yeklau. Right away, you're starting with the sofik the rabbana, who said that it absorbs in a case of cold less than 24 hours. And then now that was transferred to something else. But the case of nimlag shu bechamin, marshim motzo achakach chita b'mayim lachash esira boser or tanag l'sham. In the case where it was hot, you found it at the same time. That's vare osir, right? Even though it's a mashu, but it's vare osir if it was cooking with it. It's the case was that you pulled the meat out, you cooked it, pulled the meat out, and then you found the chita. Marshim motzo achakach chita b'mayim lachash esira boser or tanag l'sham. Umotzo afilu menim l'kibuchli rishon. So since it's the case was a mash, it was one kernel to a whole big pot, so it's mash, and you don't know for sure it was there b'shas mais, and now that got mixed somewhere else, right? So then we're going to be matir when it gets because of this the hesem rupa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we holding? 35. Okay, let's start your gimel. Imigilu yara mechumetzes bas yom. Okay, so you kashered out a pot, which was chametz stick, but it was a bas yom. It was less than 24 hours. Okay, and this happened before the zman of Yisr. So Erev Pesach, before the Zman of Yisr, you kash out the pot, which the pot of Yusuf Chometz less than 24 hours before that. So now this water is which you kashered with has absorbed the flavor of Chometz. Absorbed the flavor of Chometz into it, which is the Bas Yomai flavor of Chometz. So the water has Bas Yomai Chometz tam in it. Okay, and then v'yorda mayim, this water which had a flavor of chametz in it, went into the bor, into the cistern where you're storing your water, or you know, the container which is holding water. On Pesach, Pesach Pesach, that happened on Pesach. Remember, that water. There's no din of Ben Yama anymore on the water. Even sits for 24 hours, 36 hours. That the din of Ben Yama is only on flavors inside of a wall of a pot. Flavors in the food remain fresh no matter how long they sit. So this water has now a fresh flavor of chametz in it. And 3 days later, whatever reason the person kept it, 3 days later falls into this boar, he has now a chametzik of flavor going to the boar. So also, this just remember, Pesach, you can't drink that water. Bishvil shenitzarbu, because of this flavor which got mixed in. Mishabura samachay. Basyon. Marashi higilu kadam zana yisur. The case was that you kashered it. So Mishabura said before so that the kasher Mishabura spoke up before the kasher before Pesach mikra din you can be matur even if it's a ben yomo because the kli is the flavor will go out into the water. It's not iser, it's chometzah for Pesach is mutter before the zman of iser. So the flavor is, and it goes into the walls as a nat bernate teru. So nat bernate teru means the flavor comes out of the walls into the water. It's l'ben yomo. It goes from the walls, from the water back into the walls because it's cooking in it. That's what's going to happen. But it's a nat bernat. Wall into the pot into the water, and the water back into the walls. It's nat bernate teru. So nat bernate teru is not choshev enough. Is that later on when this man Isser comes, it should get a din Isser on it. Now we brought, not everybody agreed like that, because there is big machlok, is whether Chomet is considered a Teir Bola or Isser Bola. But let's assume, we're going right now, he was following the opinion that's Mutter. So it happened before this man Isser. So you can't do a kli ben yomer to mavur liabasim and tefillin and beis. Menachem mechaber ben yomer. So why is ben yomer relevant? The mayor lohozer bas yomer. Afa meha golo atzam mutar be pesach. Kimin shagilu kadam pesach. We got mehem ena ben yomer to mavur liabasim and tefillin alav sitam as zayim sifalav sifheba goyin shom. The case where it wasn't the binyama, so the flavor went into the water, not a binyama flavor. So he says, I could argue that this the gam of chometz, which happened before Pesach, doesn't get a din chometz on it. It's not osur. Like he explained before, nitzin tam gam of chometz on Pesach asers the food. According to the Ramah, we're not going to listen to Talmud Gam on Pesach. That's all told me if it happened on Pesach. If it happened before Pesach, it doesn't ask. But if it happened during Pesach, even though it's not a Ben Yomoy, it's just a Nitzin Talmud Gam, but the Ramah says, we're not going to listen to Talmud Gam. The Karbah is not going to listen to Talmud Gam, but the Ramah is not. So, if it happened to Pesach, we would be machmer on that. Okay, let's hold it here. So we're holding by Samach Vav.